This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. Just as El Nino brought back rain, the rain is bringing back mushrooms, which had been decimated by the drought. Now, a mushroom enthusiast in Santa Cruz is taking advantage of the resurgence by turning his fellow foragers into field researchers. For KAZU, Samantha Clark reports.
The morning after a rainstorm, mushroom hunter Christian Schwartz of Redwood Coast Tours leads a group of people who want to learn how to identify mushrooms through the forest in Santa Cruz. When he points out a large black mushroom in the dirt, his students gather around.
These cup fungi here that if I blow on them, I'm hoping will spore back at us.
A thick black dust bursts out of the mushroom, releasing tiny spores into the air.
Magic.
It's crazy.
One student snaps a photo and then scribbles notes on what just happened. With everything the students encounter, they're documenting their observations. Schwartz has asked them to upload their fungi findings to the Santa Cruz Microflora Project. He created the online database of local mushroom species to help advance science.
And it's our attempt to catalog every single species of macrofungus in Santa Cruz County, which is a huge, crazy, insane task that I have no chance of doing without the help of people like this.
He's only focusing on basic facts, where things grow and what they look like, and he's gathering mushroom samples for their DNA. It's all data UC Berkeley microbiologist Tom Bruns says he desperately needs.
Without that information, it's hard to say what we're missing. Being basic research, it opens doors that we don't even know exist until we've got the data.
He says, because there are such great gaps in research, it's difficult to know the useful potential of many species.
Fungi are an important part of the ecosystem. They interact with the health of our forests and our wildlands in a lot of direct and indirect ways. It's just building on the basic knowledge that helps us manage our systems.
Fungi are also important to medicine. Bruns says a lot of early antibiotics were derived from fungi, such as penicillin.
We still get important fungal products, you know, are used in medicine various ways. Statins and immunosuppressants that are used for organ transplant. And with the huge diversity of fungi out there, the diversity of these sorts of chemicals is also mind-bogglingly large. And again, we can't start to pick that apart until, you know, we have the fungi to work with.
Citizen science plays a huge role because there's not a lot of funding in this field. That's why grassroots efforts, similar to the Santa Cruz Microflora Project, have been popping up all over North America, from Alberta to Chicago. Back in the forest, Schwartz says we don't know how many mushroom species there are locally, but he estimates there are somewhere between 2 or 3,000. So training new people to spot them helps the project dramatically. During their walk, this group found four species Schwartz has never seen before.
As long as there are people supporting each other in a community of interested naturalists, we're going to advance little by little just over time. That's how citizen science works.
So far, the Santa Cruz Microflora Project has about 700 fungi species cataloged, which means Schwartz still has a long way to go. For KAZU News, I'm Samantha Clark.